This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now in news you can use, here is a quick hint that will let you add $590 million to the value of your company in just one day. All you got to do is hire Gisele Bündchen. That's what Under Armour did. The sportswear company has been hard at work marketing and building the brand, going straight after Nike by trying to steal away one of its most popular celebrity endorsers, NBA star Kevin Durant. That didn't quite work out, but the Brazilian supermodel sure did. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
It takes a lot of chutzpah to challenge Nike. Nike's sales are more than 8 times Under Armour's, but marketers say Under Armour has been smart, aggressive, and disciplined, just like its founder, Kevin Plank, a former football player at the University of Maryland, who, the story goes, hated his team's cotton t-shirts. They always got drenched in sweat.
So when he graduated from Maryland, he thought there was an opportunity to create a new t-shirt that would wick away moisture, that would be lighter to wear and far more comfortable than traditional cotton.
And he did, says Hal Birch, an advertising exec whose office sits right across Baltimore's Inner Harbor from Under Armour. Under Armour's customers have traditionally been male jocks. The company started by marketing to football teams, after all. But business professor Amna Kermani says that's changing.
They have a really good reputation with athletes and serious runners, but now they need to broaden their appeal to everyday individuals, people who are weekend warriors and so forth.
Not to mention the folks who never step near a gym but wear workout clothes anyway, to the grocery store, even the office. Marketers say hiring the world's top supermodel shows Under Armour understands we all want to be fit, but we want to be fashionable too. That is, if we can squeeze into those skin-tight workout pants as easily as she does. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.